Since now the world's turned upside down, and all things changed in nature, as if a doubt was newly grown, we had the same Creator. Of ancient modes and former ways, I'll teach you, sirs, the manner. In good Queen Bess's golden days, when I was a dame of honor, I had a noble country seat, though now it is come to ruin, where mutton, beef, and such good meat in halls were daily chewing. Of humming beer my cellar full, I was a yearly donor, where toping knaves had many a bull, when I was a dame of honor. My men of homespun honest grays had coats and comely badges. They wore no dirty ragged lace, nor ne'er complained for wages. For gaudy fringe and silks of the town, I feared no threatening dunner, but wore a decent grogram gown, when I was a dame of honor. I never thought cantharides ingredient good in posset, nor never stripped me to my stays to play the punk at basset. In ratafee ne'er made debauch, nor reeled like topping gunner, nor let my mercer seize my coach, when I was a dame of honor. I still preserved my maiden fame in spite of oaths and lying, though many a long-chinned youngster came and fain would be enjoying. My fan to guard my lips I kept from Cupid's rude o'errunner, and many a Roman nose I wrapped when I was a dame of honor. My curling locks I never bought of beggars' dirty daughters, nor prompted by a wanton thought above me tied my garters. I never glowed with painted pride like punk when the devil has won her, nor proved a cheat to be a bride when I was a dame of honor. My neighbor still I treated round, and strangers that came near me, the poor to always welcome found, whose prayers did still endear me. Let therefore who at court would be no churl nor yet no fawner, match in old hospitality Queen Bess's dames of honour.